Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dreams. Royal Dreams.
Up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like highs and fly to true ambition. To them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers wrong. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments die.
Think of your ground, royal dreams, they try on me.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday. That's right. Today is Thursday, June the 27th. Thursday, June the 27th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, have got a powerful, powerful, powerful show scheduled for you today. We're wrapping up the Life by Design three-part series that we've been breaking down, revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying what I'm sharing in my product development class during the evening time or at night. The cost of that program for people that want to join is $250, where we are basically designing your product for you. I'm offering to actually write or build a product for you as well, in addition to just giving you the tools as we will talk about today, so that way you know step by step exactly what your name, what your niche, and what your narrative is. No guessing, no wondering, no pondering, no pontificating. The exact step-by-step process for you to develop or for you to be you. I was doing a one-on-one this morning with my good brother, Brother Andreas, man, and going to have him on the show on Saturday. So Saturday, you want to tune in. We'll be interviewing or going through Brother Andreas's product service information so you can see the power of the program and what we're doing. So today we want to continue. We want to talk about how to convince yourself of being yourself. Now, this is so powerful that a lot of times, you know, when we talk about, you know, how you are to be you, where you take out the guesswork, where you wake up every day and you know exactly what it is that you are designed and gifted by source code or God to be. And many of us, we don't have that luxury or we don't have the opportunity to actually function from a space of conviction, to function from a place of total outrageous, righteous indignation. Where we speaking with the amplification of the heart. We have a thought that we've selected and that we're amplifying. And so basically that's life by design. And so we've been going through how each and every one of us are designed by source code or designed by the big G to oscillate or to vibrate on a specific level. And that allows us to destroy each devil. So regardless of what enemy or what observation or what obstacle is actually in front of you, you have a God-given mandate to reprogram your mind so that way you can shine. And so the way that you reprogram your mind is not by accident. There's a step-by-step process that allows you to reprogram the mind so that way you can shine. So when you reprogram your mind, you can override any negative habit pattern that's inside the brain, because right now you have a thought pattern. That thought pattern is unconscious, but that unconscious thought pattern that you have is giving birth to an emotion. That emotion is an entity in motion, and that entity in motion is now destroying or causing havoc or wrecking havoc inside the body. So we have these numbers. We have this substance that was given to us by source. So we take this substance and we apply it. That's the salve. That's the ointment. That's the anointing. That's the power, if you will, to override any negative habit pattern. So faith comes by hearing the numbers. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. So we take these numbers and we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify source code, because source hides him, her, itself inside of this frequency, this wave, or this vibration. Everybody has their own individual God-given energy signature. Let me say that again. Everybody has their own individual God-given energy signature. Let me say that one more time. Everybody has their own individual God-given signature. So in order for you, now again, the final step of number one, you have thoughts. Number two, you select those thoughts knowingly or unknowingly. It is the unconscious selection of thought patterns that bring about the amplification of the entity or the energy. And so it's your job now to stop living your life on autopilot and start living your life by design, by consciously aligning your mind with your design. So if you're able to consciously, right now it's unconscious. Right now you just wake up and you're on autopilot. And that's great up to a specific point. But there is specific steps that you must take every day that you wake up. And you must bring that thought into captivity and see if it is of God. For example, if you are we're talking by the numbers, so that way you have the substance. Let's say that your life path number is a number one. That means that you express your thoughts and emotions clearly. Let's say your life path number is the number two. That means that you have been given the gift, if we want to use that term, to express your thoughts through inspired logic, because you have intuition. So number one is leadership, and number two is inward intuition. So you express your thoughts through inspired logic because it comes from inside of you. Now, again, this is how to live your life according to your design. So your job is to do one thing. See, most people think that they have to convince other people. Most people think that they have to get convinced by other people. A lot of people think that they have to go to a specific program and get a specific certification to get specific credentials or degrees, and that's all helpful. But the only thing that you got to do is convince you. Let me say that again. The only reason that you're not a multimillionaire today is that you haven't convinced yourself that you are a multimillionaire. You really honestly don't believe that. If you did, you would already be that. You really don't believe what you say you believe. You're suffering, not you personally, but people you know. So we all suffer from cognitive dissonance. So you really say that you are healthy, but you really don't believe that you're healthy. Because if you really believed it, remember, you got one job on earth: convince yourself of yourself. You have to convince yourself of the significance of the self. That's it. So when I see somebody and I want them to function, and they say, "Doc, I need to function at my peak," because if you're a peak performance coach, how do you get me to operate at your peak? Oh, that's easy. I just got to convince you of the significance of you. So I'm going to tell you how great and powerful you are, and you're going to tell me, "Yeah, no, I'm not, Doc. I'm just an average Joe." And I'm going to keep telling you, and I'm going to keep telling you, and I'm going to keep telling you, and I'm going to keep telling you. Why? Faith cometh. I'm reprogramming your mind so that way you can shine. I'm going to override that thought pattern that is giving birth to that entity that says self-hate, self-shame, self-doubt. That disconnects the neurological connections of the neurons. So that way the frontal lobe is disconnected from the reticular activating system, and it is impossible for you to oscillate or vibrate and draw, as we talked about last night in the private message, where I proved to you that if you synchronize the spin or the circle, it produces what is called spintronics. That produces centripetal force, or however you say it, a tornado basically, or a black hole, and it pulls men, means, and resources to you. So right now, if you got to go get men or women, means, and resources, if you got to go and you got to convince, that means that your spin is off. That means that you need to talk to me or talk to somebody like me so that way we can convince you of the significance of you. Right now, you're probably still thinking, well, you know, Doc, I'm all right, bro. But you know that I'm not God's gift to the planet. Wrong. You are God's gift to the planet. That's why you are on the planet. So Source Code sent you down here so that way you can assist everybody else to get up out of here. That's your job. Your job is to assist everybody to return back to Source, to establish Source on Earth. So that means now the way that you return back to Source is for you to maintain the mental disposition of Source. You don't physically go nowhere. You said, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus. So if you can put on the mind of God, then you're operating on the same frequency as God. Now, the inability for you to wrap your brain around that statement is the cause of every problem known to mankind. And every problem that is known to mankind, that is what is preventing you from shine. So you can't shine because you don't really understand how powerful you are. Now, each and every one of us have been given these gifts and these talents and these skills. And so my job is to assist you with convincing you. So every day I wake up, I already know exactly what I'm going to do. I know exactly why I'm put on this planet, and I know exactly what I have to say. I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. So every day I wake up, there is no need for me to guess. There's no need for me to wonder. There's no need for me to call the reverend, the doctor, or the bishop. There's no need for me to consult no curandero. There's no need for me to read no tarot cards. There's no need for me to try to use no voodoo magic. There's no need for me to try to sprinkle no salt, fire up no sage. there's no need for me to do any of these techniques or any of these trinkets. There's no need for me to buy an amplifier. There's no need for me to go buy a fancy, you know, water distillation system. There's no need for me to, you know, consult with the mediums. There's no need for me to get a necromancer. There's no need for me to consult with the dead or even my ancestors. Now I can do all of these things. Excuse me, or I can do what the scripture says. Now, the thing about the scriptures, the thing about the Bible is it is the most profound book on the planet, and it's the most misunderstood book on the planet. It is the body in a book. It's amazing. So everything that we need to know is already been given to us. So we don't have to make it up. And so when I talk to people and I say, okay, everything I'm telling you I can find is inside the Bible. So I have a hard time understanding why, you know, traditionalists, which I mean, obviously it is kind of easy, but I have a difficult time wrapping my brain around why traditionalists really don't gravitate to my message. Because the Bible tells us specifically what to think. And so remember, there's thoughts that you got to select and that you got to amplify. That's how you live your life by design. And so the Bible tells us to actually think on these things. Excuse me. And so we don't have to wonder anymore. Now we can continue to wonder what things to think on, or we could just do exactly what the scripture says and think on these things. And so when we read Philippians 4:8, and it tells us, finally, brothers, you know, think on whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is, you know, admirable, whatever is excellent, whatever is praiseworthy, think on these things. So we don't have to wonder anymore as to what it is when we wake up in the morning that we should vibrate on. We don't have to. Now, we can, but we don't need to. And now that's warm and fuzzy. So now we need to get specific. So that is, remember, you cannot use general scriptures to address a specific problem. Now you can, but what's going to happen is you're going to do like what happens to most traditionalists. Go to church, you get all warm and fuzzy, and then you come home and you're like, okay, what is the process by which to generate more capital so I can pay my light bill? What is the process that allows me to burn more calories than I consume? So that way, again, I can lower my, you know, blood pressure or my cholesterol levels. Okay, what is the process for me to be able to discern the information that I'm receiving so I can develop more wisdom? What is the process me and, you know, the hubby or the wife or the girlfriend or the cat or the dog, we're not on speaking terms. Now, I got a scripture that says certain things, but how do I apply? How do I implement that scripture? Well, the way that we implement that scripture is based upon the path that's been set by us, that's been set by source. So I did not choose the path. Now, I was a psychopath. I tried that out, and it worked pretty good. Then I became a sociopath. I like that. That was wonderful. But then I found my life path. And so if you're one, you're here to express your thoughts and emotions directly and clearly. Why? You're a leader. You're one. If you're two, you're here to express your thoughts more inspiredly, more inwardly, more psychically, because, again, you're an inward creator. If you're three, you're here to express your thoughts more richly, more mentally, more colorfully. Why? You are an artistic, creative communicator. But if you're four, now you're here to express your thoughts more foundationally, more loyally, more elegantly, more step-by-step, more manually. Why? Because you are a foundational person. And if you're five, you're here to express your thoughts more positively, more determinedly, more freely, more spontaneously. Why? You are an assertive free spirit if you're five, adventurous. If you're six, you're here to express your thoughts more aesthetically, more appreciatively, more charmingly, more eloquently. Why? You're six. You're a lover, not a fighter. You're a compassionate guy. I'm a six. That's why I express myself that way. If you're seven, you're here to express yourself more strongly, more problem-solvingly, more succinctly, more strongly. Because if you're seven, then you're here as an expert thinker. You are a sympathetic, reason and logic individual. That simply means that you love people based upon reason and logic. So you're here to express yourself very strongly. Because you got a system that's based upon reason and logic. You've analyzed it, you've thought it through, and it makes sense to you. So your job is to solve problems with a strong vibration, because the undertone of the vibration. And if you're an eight, you're here to express yourself more succinctly, more knowingly, more astoundingly, more powerfully, because you have the eight. Is the number of the manifester. So you're here to manifest things that are in heaven here on earth. If you're nine, you're here to express yourself more quickly. You're here to express yourself more royally. You're here to express yourself more succinctly, because as a royal, you have the overall overstanding, because the nine is the highest number of the numbers. So each individual has a specific, now that's specific. The scriptures are general. The numbers are specific. So although you may have the scriptures And that is great, but the scriptures point you to the numbers, because you did not select the day, nor the month, nor the year that you was born. Source code did. And it's the inability to acknowledge that that's what prevents you from living the life by design. Now, what does that mean, though, in English? That means if you're not living your life by design, you don't have what I have. What do I have? I have dunamis power. Now, what is dunamis power? That means that I've convinced myself that I'm the baddest mother beep in the jungle. That's pretty much it. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I got my chest stuck out. There's devils and demons all around growling. And then I know that I have been given by source code the power to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. See, the difference between me and a lot of other people, they have not convinced themselves yet. So I'm sent here by source to bring you total awareness. That's why I got the 2020 total awareness package. So in 2020, I bring in total awareness to everybody that joins that system. 2020 total awareness. That way we're destroying devils and demons. We're giving you the power to tread upon snakes and scorpions and all power of the enemy. And nothing shall by no means harm you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. Why? That's source code. That's actually in the Bible. That's where I got it from. I didn't make it up. So I've convinced myself of the significance of myself. See, right now you think there's somebody outside of you. Right now, the Reverend Dr. Bishop, he more powerful than you. Right now, you go, you sit in the church, and you look up at the guy in the pulpit, and you're like, man, I want to be like him, not me. That the guy in the pulpit really can't do nothing for me. Now, I'm not better than him, but I know I'm the vibrational equivalent of him. I know that there's nobody. See, I don't look up to no man. I don't look down to no man. I look every Negro in the eye. Now, I didn't used to. I used to be Poe Critter, too. That's why I speak with dunamis power now, because I've already been. See, I've been on both sides of the fence. There are some people, they have not been. A lot of people have not been where I've been. So you cannot see what I see, and that's okay. That's not your fault. We all are designed by God differently. Your job is to know your numbers. So you cannot convince yourself of the significance of yourself if you don't know yourself. You cannot program your mind to shine if you don't understand what's in your behind. If you don't go in your back pocket and take out your numbers and look, oh, this is my chart. My chart. This is my spiritual fingerprint. This is my spiritual ID card. This gets me into the kingdom. This is the key to the kingdom. And I'm the king. Go figure. So let me get this right. I'm the king. So you mean to tell me I'm not Poe Critter? No, boo-boo, you are the king. You are the queen. And as the king and the queen, you got a realm. You got a reign. Now, let me tell you some more significance about, let me tell you how powerful you are. Let me tell you that you are the baddest mama jamma on the planet. So if you are a one, you've been given these attributes by source code. These are the fiery darts. So when the devil shows up and he say, Negro, sit down. You're just a short black man from Forsyth, Texas. Who the hell you think you are? You walking around here thinking your dookie don't stink. So when that thought, and it's going to come, if it don't come today, tomorrow, just stick around, you're going to get challenged on your significance. The enemy is going to challenge you, and he's going to see, he's going to delay. Remember, he can't stop. So you're going to ask source code. So I know I'm a millionaire. So, but the enemy, he knows I'm a millionaire, too. So he got to try to convince me to doubt me. Good luck with that, boo-boo. But he tries. I'm not mad at him. He on his game. So you got to give him props. He doing his job, so you got to do your job. So every morning I wake up, the enemy, he's going to tell me, how I'm not me. Dude, you're not wealthy. You're not healthy. You're not wise. And you're not eligible to be in a toe-curling relationship. Sit down. And so I'm going to remind him. Now, see, I'm a six. So for me, I'm going to remind them, hey, dude, I am unlimited balance. I am total awareness. I am responsible. I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a supporter. I'm a comforter. I'm a comforter. I'm a server. I'm a helper. I'm a royal priest. What you got? Because that's the attributes and characteristics of the six. Now, let's go from one through the numbers. So if you're life path number one, you are an independent thinker. You are a individual. You are an attainment machine. Let me say that again, an attainment. That means if you're one and that's the path, you're on the path of attainment. You are a leader. You are a pioneering spirit. You are an administrative genius if you're one. So if somebody comes up and tell you, hey, dude, I need you to follow me over here. We're going to go get some Bitcoin. And if you're one, you're like, no, boo-boo, that's not in my, you know, if anything, I may create my own Bitcoin, but I ain't following you. See, we are, because you don't know the significance of the self, you follow someone else. But the moment, today, maybe not today, but one day, hopefully it's today. If it's not today, it's going to be soon. Keep listening to me. It's going to be real soon. One day, you're gonna marvel at the significance of the self, and you will never follow nobody else. What a beep, I'm going to follow you. And I like me some me. Now, we can hang out together. We can be joint, you know, joint heirs, like I said, scripturally. You know, we can be vibrational equivalent. But, boo-boo, you don't vibrate higher than me, homie. I hate to be the bearer of good news. Now, you don't vibrate lower than me either. We are vibrational equivalent. But most don't understand. So people want me to come down. Oh, boo-boo, I'm not coming down off the mountaintop. You got to come up chill. I'm on the 10th floor. Because on the 10th floor, guess what? It's an all-you-can-eat buffet, pina coladas. There's this, you know, pool. All the good stuff is on the 10th floor. So you got to vibrate at the 10th floor. I'm not going down to the lobby. Why? There's day moons down there, homie. Dudes getting shot, killed, murdered. Like craziness down there. Demons down there. Why are you going to go down to the lobby? So you got to get up to the 10th floor. How? Know your numbers. So let's say, because we went over the 1, we did the 6, the 2. So if you're an 11 on a 2, that means that you are here for cooperation. You're here for closeness. You're here for intimacy. You're here for sensitivity. You're here for harmony. You're here for, again, a supportiveness. Out of all the numbers, the 2 really resonates with the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. That's why people that are 11s or 2s, kind of rough, because the 11 and the 2 represents illumination of source code, spiritual. It's the illumination of the spiritual channel. Ooh-wee. What's the opposite of that, though? What is the opposite? Because remember, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it got the potential to swing to the right. So if you are a life path number 2 or a life path number 11, the channel, let me say it real slow. The channel, that means, like, you know, that's the conduit. That's how shizness get down here. You are the conduit for illumination. Where y'all get the word? Where you think they got the word from Illuminati from? Illumination. You are the channel for illumination of spiritual significance or demonic destruction. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. The 2 and the 11, like I said, kind of like as we're going to break down with the number 7, that's some deep shizness right there. You, like, if a 2 or an 11 is in the bad, is vibrating in the dark side of their giftedness, you just might want to just slowly vibrate back to the 10th floor. Get out the lobby, dude. Get back in the elevator. Go back to your room. Now, if you're a 3, your vibrational significance. Now, these are the bricks that you put in the wall to build your castle. So you put these bricks. This is how you build your kingdom. This is the money in your bank. This is in your money bag. This is, again, your spiritual bank account. This is your spiritual coin. This is your spiritual Bitcoin. So this is, if you're a 3, you are expressive joy. Notice what type of joy it is. It is expressive self-joy. It's the joy of living. It's the enthusiasm of life. It is unlimited optimism. It is unlimited creativity. And it is unlimited sociability. You're a socialite. So if you're a 3 and they try to put you in the box and keep you in the back room and have you working in the warehouse and you never come out and shine, it's not going to be good for you, boo-boo. Your joy is not going to be full. So the 3 is just the most expressive of all the numbers. And the expression is joy. It's total optimism. No pessimism. The glass is always half full if you're a 3. You got unlimited. Now, remember, all of my numbers are divisible by 3. So at the base, at the core, basically, I'm a 3. Thus, the reason I'm stuck on the ceiling every day. And everybody be like, come down, brother. We'll come down. And I'm like, no, dude, I'm not coming down. I'm living the dream. They say, yeah, but you live in a dream, you know, way up there on the ceiling, dude. Like, how about you just come down and walk around on the ground like everybody else? No, boo-boo, I'm having too much fun. It's the joy of living. See, every day I wake up, I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm ecstatic. I'm like a kid on Christmas Day. Every day is Christmas for me because I'm just happy to be alive because I honestly, I didn't think I was going to make it this far. Like really, when I turned 18, I was like, what? I'm still here. I checked, like, oh, whoa. I got shot at, but I didn't get hit. This fool tried to stab me. One dude broke a Coke bottle and tried to stick it in my chest. I was like, man, I'm still here. And now I'm way past 18. And guess what? I'm still here. So I have joy, brothers and sisters. I don't have to. And it's amazing because I know people that they got to work up. Like if they got to work up. They don't have a good day unless something good happens. Like so much good stuff has already happened to me that I'm like, yeah, my joy is full. That's the three. The number four. Now remember, these are the attributes that you have. That's given to you by source code. Emphasis on the word given. You ain't got to do nothing for it. You ain't got to tithe. You ain't got to do none of this stuff that, you know, you ain't got to say no 15 Hail Marys. You ain't got to throw no sage over your left shoulder. None of that. All you got to do is wake up and, okay, boom, you got paid. That's it. That's the requirement is that your heart is beating. You got these attributes and characteristics based upon the path. So we went through one. We went through two. We went through three, four. So if you're life path four, that means that you are systematic divine order. What? So let me get this right. So you work up, you're four, and you wake up, you're like, man, doc, this I've heard this. And this, remember, the dark side of the gift. I don't know what to do. What? You're a four, boo-boo. You structure what everybody else do. Fours structure the universe. Everything that you see was developed by a four. Fours are systematic. They're orderly. Fours are service. Fours has a sense of management, hard work, practicality, dependability, down to earth, functional, foundational. That's the four. So now remember, all of these are attributes and characteristics that God took out of his body and put into yours. I don't know if y'all understand what I just said. Let me say it again real slow. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of source. So God himself gave you a piece of himself, and he sent you down here to be himself, not yourself. So you telling me what you got, boo-boo, I ain't worried about what you got. Tell me what God put inside of you. God is inside of you. He's operating as you, and he's waiting for you to get out the way so that way he can manifest him, herself, through you. But you still telling me what you got. I know you ain't the bomb.com, but guess what? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The moment that you die to your ego, to your beautiful, pleasant personality. Now, I like your personality. I think you're a very colorful individual. However, the big G is like waiting for you to die. So I recommend you do what I did. I have been crucified. That means amplified with Christ. That's Christ. That's the oil. That's these attributes and characteristics. These attributes and characteristics amplify you, homie. So when you walk into the room, everybody be like, oh, snap. Who the hell is that? That's all you got to do. Now, if you got to talk, check yourself. Go back to the car, look in the mirror, redo your makeup, make sure your mascara is not running. Hey, make sure your weave is on right. Make sure, hey, whatever you got going on, brother, you got that toupee on, make sure you got the toupee on right. Whatever, okay? And then make sure your shirt's ironed, you know, shoes are tied, spit shine your boots, all that good stuff. Then go back into the room. Okay, that didn't work either. Okay, then you go back to the car and you remind yourself of the significance of the self. That's what I do every day. Every day, me, myself, and I, we get up, we get together, and we have a meeting. And me, myself, and I, all three of us, we remind ourselves how bad we are. And they would say, but then, where did our badness come from, bro? Did we go and get a fancy degree from a fancy school? No. Are we 6'5", blonde hair, blue eyes? No. Well, do we got royal blood? No. Is our last name Kennedy, Schwarzenegger? You know, no. Were we born on the right side of the tracks? No. Did we inherit a bunch of money? No. Are we trust fund babies? No. Is my daddy T.D. Jakes, Creflo? No. So, we like oh for nothing. Like, we well done. Oh, but hold up. Time out. We the king's kid. Ooh. So, you mean tell me we the king's kid? So, what do we got to do? Okay. The Bible says that we are joint heirs. Ooh, I like that. I like the way that sound. I don't know what it means, but I like the way it sound. He said that we are a royal priest. What the beep, 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 beep is that? I don't know, but I like the way it sound. So we're a royal priest. We're joint heir. Then it says we are a holy nation. Holy means set apart. We are a holy nation. Nation means group of related thoughts. So inside of my body, there's a bunch of neurons in my brain, plethora, trillions. And in my body, there's a plethora, trillions of cells. All of them, that's my nation. So my whole nation is set apart. By who? Source code. How does source code set me aside from all the other codes? There's a lot of codes. There's a lot of little codes out there, but source code. Now, see, I'm a joint heir with source. I don't know about you. I'm a joint heir with source code. I'm not a joint heir with none of these other. I'm not a joint heir with Alcoot. I'm not a joint heir with anxiety. I'm not a joint heir with fear. I'm not a joint heir with none of the fruit of the spirit. I'm a joint heir with the fruit of the flesh, the fruit of the spirit, not the fruit of the flesh. Meaning, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus, who being a form, mental disposition, mental equivalent of God, did not consider it robbery, I mean, it's not bad, to be equal with God. Ooh, okay. Now, that'll preach right there, bruh. So every day I wake up, that is the mental disposition that I maintain. Every day, all day, 24-7, rain, snow, shine, sleet, hail, I don't give a beep. I still maintain the same disposition. What disposition, Brother Will? What's your life path number? Okay, we just did four. So your disposition is your strength, you're firm, you're fair, you're consistent, you are a system, you're an order unto yourself, you're a service, you're a manager, you're a hard worker, you're practical, you're down to earth, you're foundational. Number five, you are the constructive use of freedom. What? The constructive use of freedom. You got to be kidding me. So not only are you free, if you're five, your freedom is structured in a manner, in a way that allows you to shine. Oh, man. I'm about ready to turn over some chairs right now. Somebody cue the music up. Cue the music. Oh, okay. We're not in church? Okay, my bad. My bad. No shouting, y'all. Sit down. Sit down, J-Money. No shouting, bro. So if you're five, you are constructive use of freedom. Not that you got the freedom. Dude, do that. You know how to constructively use the freedom. You are a change agent. Oh, man. So if you need to change and you're having problems changing, find somebody with a life path number five and say, hey, dog, how do you change? They'll tell you. They understand change. They are change agents. They are systems of variety. What? They are units of excitement. They are a bundle of progression and creativity. That's the five. What? So my oldest daughter, she's a five. So now I over. Now when I found this out, I totally understand. That's why I say, Sade, mobile dance studio. Remember she was struggling, and I read her numbers and stuff. We did it, and I was like, okay, mobile. Why? You are a construct, you build freedom. Everywhere you go, freedom. So you know you don't have a dance academy. You're freeing little girls to be girls. So I was telling her, you're using dance to construct freedom. Ooh, that preaches right there, homie. I don't know if y'all got it. Y'all get it tomorrow. Not you, but you know, people you know. Number six. Now, number six, that's me. We did that already. Balance. Everybody knows that. Responsibility. Practicality. Unconditional love. Support. Comforting. Service, charming, eloquent, helpful. That's the number of the cosmic server. Now, what is the dark side of that? What is the dark side of the cosmic server? The cosmic B-I-T-C-H. You a doormat, homie. Now, as a retired doormat, I did not read about that in the book. So I know how to now. I can cut you off quick, boo-boo. It took me a while to learn it, but I got it down now. Six. Number seven. So seven, now remember, this is the attributes and characteristics given you by source code. You are divine analyzation. What? You are divine analyzation. That means you analyze things from a divine perspective. Ooh-wee. That means that you have unlimited overstanding. You got introspective, not, remember, intro, the ability to go inside, introspective. If you're seven, you are on an unyielding quest for truth. Ending quest. That means that you're going to keep searching until you find it. That's deep right there. Unending search of truth. If you're seven, that means the attributes and characteristics that was given to you by source is spiritual overstanding. So it's amazing. I was talking with, about Brother Andreas. He's a seven. And when we were doing our one-on-one, he was saying that, man, most people I talk to, there's something that they say during the conversation that ruffles my feathers and bothers me. And he said, I'm not saying it just to blow smoke up your butt. But that so far, there's nothing that you've shared with me during the one. And he's been a client of mine for about a year. And again, he's the guy that I'll be interviewing on Saturday because, man, he finally had a major breakthrough on the name, the niche, and the narrative. So I want him to share his testimony, if you will, so that way you guys can have a deeper understanding of the process of establishing your name, your niche, and your narrative. And so as this brother, again, was sharing, remember, he's a seven. And remember, sevens, they keep pushing and pushing until they find thee, not King James. So a seven is a good person to have around. Why? Because you just kind of follow them. Now, when it comes to the era, what? Thee, not A. So they were always in any matter, they have divine, they got a divine mandate by source code to keep going and analyzing until they overstand. So the seven is here on a mission to analyze things to determine the truth of it or the relevancy of it in any area. It didn't just limit it to one area. It says truth in any area. So if you want the truth about wealth, you want the truth about health. So the seven, they may not know the truth, but they got a vibrational detector that says that's not it. And they're going to keep uncovering stones until they say, oh, that right there, that resonates with my spirit. Now, they may not be able to explain the step-by-step awareness of it, but they can understand the vibrational equivalency of it. That's the seven. So the seven has this vibrational quest to embark upon discovering and analyzing shizness to get a deep spiritual understanding whether or not it is the versus A. The eight. The eight, as I talked about before, that's the material manifester. Man, that's powerful. You might want to hang out with an eight too. Because the sevens, they will give you the overstanding, but the eights will give you the manifestation. So the eight is a spiritual or material, not spiritual, a material manifester. Okay, source code gave them that. They are the material accomplishment or accomplisher. They have a God-given desire for success, for power, and for recognition. Notice those three things that the eight has. Success, power, and recognition. But the seven has analyzation, overstanding, and quest. So the seven and the eight, one's, again, is totally, one analyzes, one is on a, again, a overstanding and a quest, while the other is driven or led to accomplish, to actually develop power and recognition. So those are attributes and characteristics given to you by source code. The nine is the number of, again, we talked about global humanitarianism. And I don't like the word human because, again, it's not in the Bible. So that means royalty. So the nine is giving without thought of return. What? So the nine is sent here by source code and is structured in a manner that they're able to give without thought of return. Now, it's not that they don't have the desire for the return, but there is no thought. In other words, there is no underlining motive. There is nothing that says, okay, I want to give, I want to do this, but the nines don't have that capacity. Nines, they just give. So remember, everybody have four numbers, really got a total of 12. So now you take all of these attributes and characteristics. I just said life path number, right? But guess what? This is where it get good. This is where it get good. Y'all ready? Y'all strapped in? So each of the 12 numbers you got resonate with the life path or the attribute and characteristics of the path of the life path numbers. So in other words, it's like you got 12 frequencies, waves of vibration that you can operate on. And your job is to harmonize or to synchronize or to convince yourself with your sequence of your substance. Oh, y'all didn't get it? Oh, Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure you understand. See, right now you're not convinced. See, you're not totally convinced. You got, well, Doc, you know, that sounds good, my brother. Praise Jesus. I'm just going to, you know, hold on and just believe God for my blessing, my brother. I got to drink some water on that one. See, y'all ain't got that bulldog tenacity yet. Y'all ain't got that rawr. Y'all ain't got that lion's disposition yet. Yeah, you know, you got to get to the place where you're ready to maul some shiznits. That's when you're ready. So how do you get to maul shiznits level? The way that you get to that level, so that you're in a place where you're willing to destroy all devils, is when you understand the depth of each and every one of those numbers. So you take all 12 of your numbers, and based upon your numbers, let's just say you start with the 4. Let's say that you are 9117. So if you're 9117, that means at your base, at your core, you got the attributes and characteristics of the 9, which we just said is, that simply means that you are a royal priest. You are a holy nation. That means that you give without the thought of return. You just always blessing the globe with your presence, with your essence, with your vibration. You just show up and you just show out. Because why? That's you royalty. And then you the one, and they say you got the one twice. You're 9117. So that means that you are an independent shiner. That means that you are an individual attainment machine. That means that you're an individual leader. That means that you're a pioneering spirit. That means that you got the gift of administration, because leadership means you got the ability to understand how shiznit should work. This, you understand divine order. You understand, again, attainment is the sequence, putting things in a specific order to result in a specific response, but you are out front with it. So not only are you giving without the hope of receiving, you have this selflessness personality, and you have this way of seeing the world that benefits the world. So you're a leader in that area. And the way that you do that is with the 7. So you take your analytical, overstanding, introspective, search for truth, and spiritual overstanding, and you put that on a higher level. So that means that every day you wake up, you are this giver with no thought of return. And so that means that you, and giving means leading. So you're a leader. With no thought of return. That means you're not an Indian giver. So you're leading, and you have a pioneering spirit. So it's going to be a little bit outside of the box. And you are the administrativeness of attainment. You are an administrator of attainment. Like AA. Administrator of attainment of royalty, and a quest of truth. So every day you wake up, you got those attributes and characteristics. Now your job is to really dig deep into understanding what does that mean. It's one thing to say that I have it, but now how do I apply it? Now, let's say you are a 4375. So if you are a life path number 4, you have the outer expression number 3, you have the soul urge number 7, and you have the outer personality number 5, 4375. Okay, first of all, we got to reverse it, right? So we reversed and now we got 5, 7, 3, 4. So we know that the 5, if we look at the one thing that really stands out, the constructive use of freedom. So you have a free spirit, but you got to be structured. So that way it brings about variety, change, and excitement. But how do we bring about the variety, the change, and excitement? We use the 7. So the 7 means that you are an analyzer, you are an overstander, you are a searcher for the truth, not King James. And then you are a 3. So the 3 means that you are overwhelming enthusiasm, positivity, social life, sociability, joy of living. So you don't have the luxury of a bad day if you're a 3. And you do that how? By using the 4. System. Order, manager, dependable, practical, hardworking, down to earth. So you are this constructive free spirit that uses this reason and logic and search for truth and understanding to be able to express the joy of living and the joy of heaven through hard work and dependability. Though that's the reason why you're on the planet. That's your name, niche, and narrative. 5, 7, 3, 4. So everybody on this call, that's just, again, 4 of the 12 numbers. Because if you expand out and the 5 comes from, let's say the 5 comes from the 1, 4, 5, and the 7 comes from the 3, 4, 7. And the 3 comes from the 213. And the 4 comes from the 314. So now look at all the 1s you got. Look at all the 4s you got. Look at all the 3s you got. So you can see that pretty much everybody on this call pretty much have, of the 12 numbers, you pretty much have almost all of these attributes and characteristics. So if we go 1 through 9, and we didn't even get into the master illuminator, the master builder, or the master teacher, the 11, the 22, and the 33, which some people have those numbers as well. But just keeping it basic, brothers and sisters, when you live your life according to your design, you are guaranteed to shine. But the problem is you do not believe your design. And the reason, though, that you do not believe your design is not because of the fact that you lack the intellectual fortitude. The reason that you don't believe your design is because you was raised by an overbearing parent like me. And when you was little, you expressed those attributes and characteristics. And your overbearing parent said, put that down. Why are you talking to your imaginary friend? Let's say you was like my oldest daughter. Let's say you was a 5. So my oldest daughter is a 5. Now, remember, the 5 is positively projecting strength and determination to establish, the 5, constructive use of freedom. So everybody got free. Everybody's free. But how many people are constructively using their freedom to produce results? How many people you know? Like, if you're in prison, your freedom is gone. You ain't got no freedom. That's why you're in prison. You're in a cell. They tell you, they open the cell doors up. They tell you when to get up. They tell, how do I know? I used to work in a prison. And we in prison, trust me, you don't do nothing unless you're told. So for a 5, if God forbid, that my oldest daughter was to go to prison, it would not be good. Because she's like the wind. She's a 5. Her, that's the expression that source code gave her. So now my job and your job is to take the constructive use of that freedom. And so if the freedom is not structured in a manner that makes you feel, now everybody's structure is different, but everybody has, if not all of the 9 numbers, some or most. Now I know that my daughter's 5 comes from the number 3 and the number 2. So I know immediately that when you reverse the order, remember what we talked about last night, not only do you got to reverse the order, my oldest daughter is 5514. Now, the only thing that doesn't change is the life path number. Because remember, my oldest daughter got married and her last name changed from Rogers to Randolph. So that changed everything except for one thing. What did not change? She did not go back into her womb, her mama's womb, and come back out. So the month, the day, and the year, that is the life path number. So out of all the numbers we talk about, the one that contains the most relevancy when it comes to your productivity is the 5. I'm sorry, not the 5, the life path number. Now, what is your life path number? And more importantly, what numbers make it up? Now, for my oldest daughter, her life path number comes from the numbers 3, 2, 5, so 32. So if I take her date of birth and I add it all the way up, it comes to 32. And if I take my date of birth and I add it all the way up, it comes to 33. And then I take the 3 and the 3, that equals 6. Now, what happens? What happens? What happens? What happens? What happens? I'm getting excited. What happens when you reverse that number? That's when you produce the spin that allows you to go within. That's when it's lights out. Why? Because the kingdom of God is within. So if the kingdom is within, that means the king is within. And if the king is within, that means the key is within. Oh, y'all didn't get it? Oh, y'all didn't get it. I'm going to shout myself then. I'm going to turn over a couple of chairs myself. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you get the significance of you. See, right now, you don't understand. You have not convinced yourself of yourself. That's why you can have a bad day. So when I have a bad day, I'm like, now first, every once in a while, it'll get me, and I start buying into it, like, oh, man, what am I going to do? Oh, then I'm like, hold up, whoa, you are a 336. Reverse that. You are a 633. Do you know what that means? Now, this is me. So the word six means I am a comforting, serving agent of what? What am I comfortably, easily serving? I can do this in my sleep. While I'm sleeping and snoring, I can do this. What can I do? Three, expressing joy of living, enthusiasm, optimism, creativity, and sociability. What? So you mean to tell me I get paid to act a fool? Pretty much. I like my job. J Money, I get paid good, dude, for acting a fool. Every day I wake up and I was like, fool on. It's like, you know, oh boy, what was his name? The torch dude. Excuse me, from Fantastic Four, the guy that would light up and turn on fire. That's me. So the dude would say, flame on. Woof. And he would just woof, flame all over his whole body. So every day when a problem shows up in my life, it hit me, just like everybody else, for, you know, maybe about a minute, sometimes two. Maybe even if it's something heavy, maybe even about 5 minutes. So about a five minutes, it got to be like deep. It got to be something really bad for it to last 5 minutes. Usually about 30 seconds in, I'm like, I figured it out. Because remember, I've convinced myself of the significance of myself. Right now, everybody else is still in that process. Right now, you are in the process of convincing yourself of the significance of the self. Right now, you're not totally convinced. Right now, I guarantee you that's something I can say to you or I can do to you that will make you doubt you. Guaranteed. I guarantee that's something I can say or do to make you be like, oh, damn, ooh, oh, man, you know what? I was bawling out of control, but let me go back into my box. I was just thinking that I was sitting here by God to be a responsible server of joy and enthusiasm to the universe. I thought that was my job, but you know what? I got this letter from, I found out that was a warrant out for my arrest. You know what? Popo's after me. It's a wrap. I'm not sitting here by source code to bring joy and enthusiasm to the universe. I'm just Poe Critter. And then reality comes back. So every once in a while, my daughter called me and she's like, Dad, you know, it's hard out here for a pimptress. I say, Sade, I understand. What's going on? And then I remind her, Sade, hold up, time out. Let me read you your script. You are a 325. All the other numbers might change. But boo-boo, the day that you was born, and then the month that you was born in the month of October. So I already know the devil, how he's going to come at you. Why? Your strength and your power is to help everybody else maintain emotional balance. So if you are the one, and remember, Sade's the oldest of all my kids. So all of her siblings, they look to her. Why? They're like, I look to my big brother. So my brother Glenn was the oldest. So everything Glenn did, everybody else in the family did. All the other siblings followed. So Sade said, so if Sade is emotionally unstable, what's going to happen with the rest of the kids? The rest of her brothers and sisters. That's why God gave her that. So then God gave her the tools. So God did not tell her just to be emotionally stable and then send her out there and say, figure it out on your own. He gave her the tools by which to be emotionally stable. What are those tools? 3, 2, 5. Let's reverse it. 5, 2, 3. So if Sade does this, 5, 2, 3. What's the 5? Constructive use of freedom. So Sade got all this freedom, but what if she's not using it constructively? Okay, that's when she starts tongue kissing the devil in the mouth, and then she has the thoughts in her head, and then she starts saying, oh, you know what? Maybe I cannot produce variety. Maybe I'm not here to bring excitement. Maybe I'm not designed by God to bring about the progressive, creative use of variety and change. Maybe I'm supposed to do the same shizness every freaking day and be bored as hell. Maybe that's what, so that's the lie the devil got to sell her. He got to sell her the box of routine because she ain't designed for routine. She's designed, she is a creator. She's the agent of change on the earth. And how does she create this change? Two, what is it to? Inward creation. So if Sade looks outside of herself to try to find the significance of the self, failure. But if she goes inside, it is inside corporation. That's where the emotion's at. But the emotion comes from the thoughts. So there is a thought pattern that gives birth to an emotion. Wrong thought pattern, wrong birth. So Sade giving birth to anxiety. She's giving birth to fear, giving birth to doubt. So I'm not going to exist. I'm not going to address the fear, the doubt. If I talk to her, when I talk to my daughter, I'm going to say, Sade, what are you thinking? Well, you know, Dad, I was thinking about aunt. Wrong thing. What are you thinking again? Well, I was thinking aunt. You should be thinking about the five. You should be thinking about the three. And you should be thinking about the two, or the two and the three. And the two means you got to go within. There's an internal closeness. There's an internal sensitivity. There's an internal balance. Ah, so how do I create the emotional balance outside of me? Go inside of me. Go inside of your own freaking head. And there's harmony in there. And then that's where you find the three. What's the three? The joy of living. The enthusiasm, the optimism, the creativity, the sociability. Everything that she needs is inside of her head. It ain't got nothing to do with what's going on outside of her head. So if the dog dies, if the hubby leaves, if the business fails, guess what that means? Nothing. Because her strength comes from her joy of living. Are you alive? Can you do this? Okay, cool. Everything else is good. Because if you can do that, if you can breathe, if you're alive, the joy of living gives you emotional balance. So that way you can be an agent of change on the earth. Period. Drop the mic, exit stage left. So every freaking day she wakes up, that's it. Every day that she wakes up, she takes her numbers, she put it in reverse. And you do the same freaking thing. And if you do that, you're living your life by design and you are guaranteed to shine. Money will follow you, tackle you, and jump in your pocket. That's all you got to do. Everything. This is not rocket science, brothers and sisters. I'm put on this earth to bring total awareness. Total. So I've been like talking in circles and giving y'all pieces of the puzzle. Now 2020 is here. Source code say, bruh, 2020 is here. Give my people total awareness. So that's why I'm only working with people who are serious about total, not partial. Total awareness. If you hang out with me, it would be impossible for you to not to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a totally relationship. You're going to have to work damn hard, overtime, to be poor. Because it's impossible for you not to be poor, for you not to be rich. Because you are designed like it's impossible for your heart not to beat unless you take a knife and drive it into the heart. Unless you eat some whack food for a long time, it is impossible for the heart not to beat. Unless it's impossible. It is impossible for your lungs not to do. It's impossible for that not to happen unless. So it is impossible. I'm hoping you're hearing what I'm saying. Because there are people that are working. I don't know why y'all do that. There are people that work hard. I'm telling you, I ain't worked hard in the last 10 years. The first 30 years of my life, I worked like two Hebrew slaves. Two. Three jobs, sleeping in parking lots of freaking my job, running off the freaking road. I was so tired, wrapping cars around trees. Man, I was a freaking idiot, but nobody told me. I didn't have no life coach. So if you're doing that, boo-boo, you need to sit down, put yourself in timeout. There is no way that nobody on this call should be working hard. Nobody. If you are working hard, you are doing something really wrong. Because in order for your heart not to beat, you are doing something really wrong. If you got, unless you're born with a defect, and then even that, you can, you know, there's things to do. But your kidneys, your liver, your spleen, your lungs, every organ. That's why it's called an organ. It is a musical instrument. It is playing a freaking tune. That's a frequency. So are you. You are a musical instrument that has been programmed by source code. So my daughter is a 5-2-3. That's her frequency, her wave of her vibration. All she has to do is to oscillate and vibrate on that frequency. And if she does that, guess what happened, brothers? Guess what happened, sisters? Automatic wealth, automatic health, automatic wisdom, and automatic toe-curling relationship. Why? Because cray-cray is not on that frequency. Cray-cray is a low frequency. So that means poverty is a low frequency. Sickness is a low frequency. Ignorance is a low frequency. Doubt, fear, anxiety, bad relationships with yourself, with your God, and with other people, those are all low frequencies. So the only way that you can experience that in your life is if you go get in the elevator, punch the button to go down to the lobby where all the demons are at. That's, you did that though. I cannot make you get in the elevator. You got to put yourself in the elevator. You got to go down to cray-cray level and hang out. You are designed by source code to operate on wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. So if you're not doing that, that means that you voluntarily, now remember, voluntarily, somebody voluntold you, and you think that's your design. Now, let me close with my good buddy, Jay Money. Now, I've been working with Jay Money for a while, and his life path number is the number 9. Now, remember, all the other numbers we can, you know, you can negotiate with, you can change, you can do this and that. Now, Jay Money was born in the month of November. Now, everybody knows that the month of November is what? Success. Now, in order for Jay Money not to be successful in all areas, he got to work overtime at being cray-cray. He's been doing a pretty good job at working overtime and being cray-cray. So I tell Jay Money, emphasis on the name Jay Money. Now, his real name is Jasper. Now, y'all know Jasper is one of the stones, right? That's on the breastplate of righteousness in the Old Testimony. If you pass the test, you get the money. Test money. So I tell Jay Money, pass the test, you get the money. You get the money. Okay, what is the test? The test is you're born in the month of November. That means that do you maintain success in the brain? Okay, well, Doc, what had happened was, okay, hold up, time out. The Bible didn't say nothing. Scripture, source code didn't say nothing about what happened. He just said, I gave you everything that you need for life and godliness. Where's it at? So if you say to source code, something's missing, you just violated universal spiritual law. Because source code said he honors his word, his letters above his own name. So you can have the name of source code, but source code is not interested in his name. Source code is interested in his game. He put his game in his letters. So he put letters because letters are fetters. So Jay Money's name is Jasper, but he entered into this dimension on the month of November. So I immediately know that his life path number, the path that he's been set on by source code, nobody else put him on that path except source code, because nobody else can determine the day of entry, is the number 9. And so now his 9 comes from the numbers 2 and the number 7. Now, the danger is that you can develop or you can get that number many different ways. So if he's born in the month of November, you can take the 11 and reduce it down to the number 2. And then the day that he was born, you can take that number and reduce it down to 1. Or you can do with the new system that I recommend everybody doing. And that is because there's Pythagorean, there's Chaldean, and then there's the Theomathematics, or what is called the biblical alphanumeric system. And that is linear. That means a straight line. That means you take the month, you take the day. Now, on the internet, you're going to find a bunch of other shiznits. Now, for example, if you got a Y in your name, well, the Y is not a consonant in most, and in most systems, the Y is a consonant. If you got a Y in your name, it's probably a vowel. On the internet, they don't tell you that. So most people who got a Y in their name, they got the wrong numbers because they counting the Y as a consonant, and the Y is a vowel. Now, hold another study for another time, but remember, we're not using man's system. We're using the big G system. So according to the big G, he says if you take the month that you was born and you add those numbers straight across. So if Jay Money is born in November, so you take 1 plus 1. And then you take the day that he was added and you add that to that those numbers. And then you take the year that he was born and you add that to the numbers. And if you do that, you get the number 2 and the number 7. So 2 and 7, that is the number 27. So now, if I'm talking to Jay Money and I'm telling him, okay, this is your meal ticket, bro, because it's the life path number, that's the wealth number. So 279, that's his design. So now we got to reverse it. So the 927, so that's his formula for success. And like I was telling you with my daughter, everybody has a formula for success in each area, and this reverses the spin. So that way he can go within. So Jay Money got to convince himself that he's a 9. Now, that one's not too hard. The 9, royalty. But what type of royalty? Giving without thought of return. So if Jay Money gives and do anything with the expect expectation of return, because his return doesn't come from people. His return comes from God. So J money is the nine. So the nine means that you quickly express yourself through the process of giving to humanity. That's royalty. That's the kingly number. So every day he wake up, that's his disposition. Nine. What is the nine? Give without the expectation of return. Bam. Now we go to the next number. So the next number is the two. Like my daughter, J money has to go inside. So it is the inward creation. So his ability to create wealth comes from inside. It is the internal cooperation, closeness, sensitivity, harmony, and balance from inside of his head. So if J money is looking for closeness, sensitivity, balance, and harmony from a female or a male or a dog or a cat or a car or a house or stuff, he in trouble. Because if I take the stuff, if the girl say, J money, I like you, boo-boo, but yeah, I like your brother better. And then he lived in, what happens to J money? What happens to his royalty? It is gone. Because he established his royalty based upon things outside of the self. If he does not establish royalty, meaning if he don't go within to determine how he win, he tongue kissing the devil in the mouth. He gonna crash and burn. So J money has to go inside of his head, internal, for him to do what? The seven. So the seven, again, we know that that's the number of reason and logic. But where does it come from? Inside. The seven is the number of expert knowing. The seven is the number of expert analysis. The seven is the number of introspective. That means to go inside and check it out. The seven is the number of the search of D, not A. That is why J Money is enrolled in my program. Because J Money is the one client that I got that always asks me questions that I was like, dude, what is that? That's a good one, bro. Where you come up with that? Like, this dude comes up with questions that I don't even think of. He's like, Doc, I was thinking about this, man, and you know what? And all of his questions are legit. Why? He's in a search for the truth. J Money knows something in his gut tells him, Doc, there's a reason why in all cultures since the beginning of time, and he's asking me this question a lot, black people have been regulated to second-class citizens. Why is that? And then he said, well, Doc, you say it ain't about race, bro. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with race, but hold up, time out. Something's wrong, man. I can go all the way through history. Negroes been regulated to second-class citizens on every continent, everywhere. You can go all the way back to the freaking Aborigines, and they were second-class citizens. There's always been some type of race issue. Why? If everybody's equal, if it's not about race, so I had to break it down to them. Yeah, you remember I was telling you this about the fire beings? They were called jinns. They were here first, and then God made clay beings. They were here second. And God, remember, this is all, again, this is biblical. This is all in Samaritan text. It's for some strange reason. It ain't in the Bible, though. But in every other culture, they already know why race issues exist. Fire being represents, again, Caucasus or Caucasians. Clay being represents everything that's melanated. So the fire, now again, this is intergalactic. This business happened on Nibiru. And they brought that to Earth. Now, only a seven would ask that kind of a question. Only a seven. Only a seven would go that deep. No other number is interested in the deepness of truth. They just say, okay, if I say, oh, that this is not about race. Every other number says, okay, Doc, what are we going to eat at today? But not a seven. Because the seven is going to say, hold up, Doc, you say it's not about race, right? But, like, bro, like, they've been slaves since the beginning of time, man. And they were always black or they was always melanated. And then what is it about melanin, man? Why is melanin the most? Melanin is more expensive than gold. Melanin is the most expensive element on the planet. Then what is it about this cosmic dust, man? What is it about melanin? What is it about the black body? You did the series where you can go right now to Google and type in black body physics and it pull it up. So the melanin has the ability to absorb all the rays of the skin. The other races, they cannot absorb all the rays of the skin. I mean, all the rays of the skin, all the rays of the sun. J Money asked me those kind of questions. Why? That's the seven. So if he don't understand why he ain't satisfied with his unending quest, the seven means it unending. That means it don't stop until you get to source. seven is an expert because sevens don't stop. Those seven will keep coming back. They get knocked down, they get up. They get knocked down, they get up. They get knocked down, they get up. Sevens will always come. Sevens, well, they got a quest. They ask questions because the word question has the word quest in it. Go to dictionary.com, please, and type in the word Q-U-E-S-T. What does it mean? It means an unending search for the truth. It means to embark upon a journey to discover the truth. So I already know the only way that J Money will always have money is if he's always embarking upon a journey, but the journey that he has to embark upon comes from the two that leads to the nine. So in order for him to be successful in this life, he has to take his nine that comes from the number two and the number seven, and then he has to turn it around. So this 9-2-7, now he reverses it, and he puts the seven first. That's when his lights out. When the seven turns into the two, turns into the nine. That means seven equals the two, two equals the nine. So this unending quest for truth, that is the result of an inward direction. That means he's being led by his spirit, not by his head. I've been telling this brother that for 3 years. He got to get out of his head and get into his gut. That's when he discovers the answers to his questions. And those answers, he shared with the universe, and he get paid. Brothers and sisters, everybody that's listening to this call, you have that same, just like my daughter I was talking about, just like Jay Money, just like everybody on this call, you got attributes and characteristics that's given to you by God that allows you to shine. The only reason that you're not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and in a greater relationship right now today, the only reason, you have not convinced yourself of your design. That's it. You have not programmed your mind according to your design. You program your mind according to the dominant culture, to whatever commercials you've been watching, whatever Reverend Dr. Bishop you've been following. You got if you got a 2, especially, and an 11, especially, you got to go within. For me, I got these 3s. That means that I got to be an informed creator that's always up. That's why the enemy always try to attack me in the area of my joy. That's why, now it used to work. My ex-wife used to could call me and take all my joy and say negative stuff because I made a lot of mistakes. They were all true. The devil would never come to you with a false statement. Never. He will always come to you and say, this is what you did. You did it. And you're going to look at your life and you're going to be like, yep, I did. How did you do that? Why'd you do that? And you call yourself a Christian? You call yourself a man of God? You call yourself master teacher? You go, you ain't no master teacher. You're a master dummy. You're a master fool. And if you buy, like I used to, if you buy that, you go sit down. You're like, yeah, I'm a master fool. I'm pole critter. And that frequency goes out and you just draw a pole critter. But you got to remember that God has removed your sins from you as far as the east is from the west. You forgive yourself. You shake off your grave clothes. You get your ass up and you look in the mirror and you say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And, okay, who is in me? You go, you look at your numbers. You take out your chart. And if you J Money, you every day you get up in the morning, you look at yourself and you say, okay, I am a 9, 4, 5, 8. And I'm going to reverse that. I'm an 8. I'm an executive. I'm a good decision maker. That is a 5, a free spirit that has the 4, hardworking, dependable, problem solving, so I can be a 9, a royal priest. So every morning the devil comes up and say, you ain't nothing but Paul Creter, you remind him, I'm an 8, 5, 4, 9. If your sister Candace, you remind the devil that you are a 9, 1, 1, 7. If me, enemy comes to me, I'm going to remind him every day, yo, homie, I am a 6, 3, 3, 9. Like I was telling my oldest daughter, she called me, she having a bad day. I said, Charlie, remind the devil who you are. You are a 4, 1, 5, 5. And everybody on this call, what's your numbers? Live your life by your design. Live the life by your numbers. Convince yourself of the significance of yourself by understanding the sequence and the substance that's contained in the self. The moment you do that, bam, faith comes by hearing. It lights out. You can walk through any devil and any demon. Why? The God, the I serve, the big one, he makes your enemies your footstools. your footstool. When you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you don't fear no evil. You know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and all who rise up against you shall fall. So, brothers and sisters, hopefully you join me in 2020 Total Awareness. Hopefully you're already a member of the current program. Product development cost is $250, where everybody that is enrolled with that program, I'm teaching you exactly what your name, your niche, and your narrative is. Now, if you want me to develop the product for you, that's $1,000. If you already paid the $250, we deduct that, and then you pay the balance. And then what do? I write the book for you. I develop everything for you. I write your business plan for you. I get your name. I secure your niche, website, and then I tell you your branding and your narrative. All you do is get in the car and drive. Costs $1,000. Now show me anywhere on the internet where somebody's going to give you basically your own business. This is just like a franchise. How much does it cost to get a franchise? How much does it cost to get a McDonald's franchise? Yeah, it's going to cost you a whole lot more than $1,000. So for $1,000, I'm going to give you your own franchise called You Incorporated. All you got to do is get in the car and drive. For more information, just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. That email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because I'm put here on this earth to establish the joy of living and total awareness. Why you here? Let's grind and shine. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless. He has a name written on the star that no man can pronounce. May the sun, the S-U-N, the S-O-N, and the S-U-M, establish the Ruach and the Pneuma, or the Holy Spirit, the set of part one, that will continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OGs, yeah, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Baby face, fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna block like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, ain't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. I'm about to cop a villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a big E, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then bring struck. Start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the San Antonio.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. Get that green on different me, but I'm my own. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math. All that stuff, keep money growing, stay on track. Go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG. Never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 2-1-0, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just stash, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.